Ladies and gentlemen, here he comes again, strong as a rock and with the feet on the ground. As you understood, I wasn't there for you because I wasn't there almost for me as well. I will provide you today with the alphabet because our friend Molly goes to Thessaloniki this week, but next lesson is on health, the most significant and above all things God provides us with. Therefore, I humbly ask to be forgiven, but my health was in danger. I'm okay now, and there we go with the alphabet. Why do we call it like this? Because it starts like alpha, beta, and continues like gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mi, ni, xi, omicron, pi, ρο, σίγμα, ταφ, ύψιλον, φι, χι, ψι, ωμέγα. It is the same in ancient and modern Greek, and many of its letters are used by physics, mathematics, and other positive sciences. Greeks created the alphabet about 2,000 years before Christ, but writing existed in the place since 2,000 years 500 or 2,600 years BC. It was called the linear alphabet at that time because it was mainly drawn with lines. To decipher it, a British decryptor from the Royal Army examined the frequency of the letters in ancient Greek and the frequency of the lines of the linear alphabet to recognize that they were appearing almost in the same ratio. Linear alphabet was used by the Mycenaean and Minoan civilizations, the later to be destroyed by a tsunami caused by the eruption of Thera's island's volcano, today Santorini Island. This event triggered the passing to the Greek Dark Ages, where no significant activity was taking place in Greece. The Dark Ages, beginning in 1100 BC, were lightened up in 750 BC with the ancient and thus modern alphabet and slowly but passionately into the classic era. The second alphabet used the Phoenician letters for its seven vowels, and the rest were created by the Greeks. They mixed them up, and there you go. After it was created, the alphabet passed to Italy through the colonies to be used by the Romans, though slightly changed. You can still see that D is the Greek delta, but a little bit more curved, as well as C is the Greek gamma, curved too. A correction must be made by all the mathematicians, calling chi square as chi square, and phi as phi. Also, you say mi, not mu. You can also observe omicron and omega. It is actually omicron, small o, and omega, big O. Iota is also used by Spanish as jota. And all the Latin languages call the Greek ypsilon, like English y, as y, 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 the Greek y. Be aware of rho. You have to pronounce it with the tip of your tongue, not with the throat, although to some men and women, ro, used as ro, sounds sexy. So you say ro. Then when you encounter o plus u, like omicron plus ypsilon, you say u. When you see e plus e, you spell it not a, but e. A plus I, this is alpha plus iota, is E, not I. And then A plus U, this is alpha plus ypsilon, is AV or AV, but not O, like automobile, automatic. You say automatic, for example. Of course, E plus U, which is epsilon plus ypsilon, is F or F, not U. So you got Evrika, not Eureka, Evropi, and not Europi. I know that all this is difficult for you, but you can take a look at the online notes in the site. Another good example is the verb ime. I am. You know this one already. I will spell it for you. Epsilon, iota, mi, alpha, iota. E-I-M-A-I. Well, in English you would say ime, like a mai, or something like this. But since e plus I gives e, and a plus I gives e, you say ime, not a mai. Same goes for ise, ine, etc. I'm waiting for recordings of yourself trying to read the alphabet. I encourage you to do it. Send them to me. I will be really happy to listen to you. I am sorry again for being late. And I wish that these times never come back, not for me and not for anybody. Yassas, it's your meeting Greece, and stay tuned.